Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Blog Talk Radio. Once again, it's another Wednesday, and this is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. This is your boy, Mr. Roz TV. Miss Choices is on vacation, so I'm flying solo today. So I hope that you are listening and appreciate the show. We're going to have a good show today. As always, I want to thank everyone that listens to our show each and every week, and I want to give a special shout out to those who are in Texas, in Mississippi and Alabama, who are fighting those power outages, the cold and the snow. I know y'all not used to it down there. So much love to y'all. Hopefully they'll get everything right and get the power back on, get your service back up, get your heat back on, so that way y'all can go back to doing what y'all do down there in the South. So I appreciate y'all, respect y'all, and thank y'all for tuning in each and every week on Love Talk and Blog Talk Radio. So this right here, this show, hopefully will bring some sunshine and some heat and some fire to all those in the South, because I know they're going through it right now. This topic today, are you on the list? And for those who don't know, comedian B. Simone is pretty famous. She's been on Wildin' Out. She has her own comedy special. She's been on several different specials. She's known across the internet when it comes down to some of the things she posts. So the other day she posted something about how men and women look at relationships, especially how women look at the relationships that they get into. So before I get into the topic, let me play that for you real quick.
But here's another challenge. We got all these things we want in a man. A list of things. He got to be tall. He got to be dark. He got to be handsome. He got to have pretty teeth. He got to be a family man. He got to be financially stable. He got to be rich. He got to be successful. He got to be all these things. And we ain't even have the things on that list. He got to be a family man. You might talk to your mama in 6 months, but you want him to be a family man. He got to be financially stable. Your account is in the negative, ma'am. Overdraft fees. He got to have a job. You need to go fill out some applications because you're still unemployed. He got to have pretty teeth. You ain't seen a dentist in 6 years. You gotta have a six pack and be in shape. You can't even walk up a flight of stairs without huffing and puffing. Get your life together. This whole list that he gotta be. You ain't even have the things on that list. So this is what I challenge you to do. So we can manifest love all 2021. Make that list of that perfect dream man that you got in your mind. Then, what I did, make a list of the type of woman he would need right by his side. You want him to be in shape? You need to get to the gym. Equally yoked. You want him to be financially stable? Well, you need to start saving, because you can't keep a dime to your name. Huh? You want him to be a family man? Call your mama. You become a family woman. Heal your traumas before you put all this shit on him. You want him to be patient? No patience is thin. You want him to be understanding. You're the least understanding person in your circle of friends, but he got to be understanding. Fix you. Whatever you want, become that.
So that's been the topic throughout the week. Fix you. This is what we're talking about tonight. Are you on the list? And what the list is about is that list that people make when it comes down to relationships. People lose relationships because of that list. People don't even enter into relationships because of that list. We hear it all the time. You know, I'm a single person. And what do I hear about the list? Women come up with that list saying, you know what? I want somebody at least 6 feet tall. I want somebody got some muscles, somebody got a little bit of build to them. I want somebody that's got their own home, that has their own business, that things that they need to do that's going to, you know, treat me right but treat me rough at the same time in the bedroom, blah, blah, blah. This is what we hear. And that list can deter you from finding the right person in your life. What happens is you stick to that list. Oh, man, no, this guy's a really nice guy, but he's not 6 feet tall. So I'm not going to get with him. This woman right here, she is beautiful. She's perfect, but, you know, she weighs 160 pounds. She's 5'4", so she's a little too thick in the stomach. We put these lists on ourselves. And what that does, that affects who we are, relationships that we get into. And that's the problem that we have in our society. The list. Especially when you get to a certain, I'm not going to lie, when you get to a certain age, that list grows and grows. And that list grows because of the fact that we've been through relationships before, we've been through certain situations before, and now it's like, okay, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole that we were in before. That's when the go down the rabbit hole saying like, oh man, I don't want to, you know, I had this woman, she was perfect. She had a beautiful body. You know, she was sexy. She had all this stuff, but mentally she wasn't in that way. So I don't want that physical aspect anymore. I want the mental aspect. And vice versa. Somebody married somebody that's really average or was in a relationship with someone who's really average and says, hey, you know what? I wish that, you know, she had a little bit more body. What do they do? They look for that person that has the physical features that they were looking for before. And that's what kills relationships. So today is all about trying to learn what you can do in order to bring out the best aspects of the person that you're with. So this is what we're going to talk about tonight. Rod Stevie Show, Love Talk, Toyland Productions, Toy Entertainment. And we're talking about the list. All of us have lists. All of us have preferences, but it's all about how you use that preference when you are dating, when you are trying to find that person, when you're trying to look for the right one for you. So before we get into that banger that we played last week on the show, J. Simone, Frick, because a lot of times when it comes down to the relationship that we want, we play tricks. We're trying to play tricks because we don't know what we really want or the person that we really want is there. But they don't fit that list. So this right here is Strix, J. Simone, Love Talk, Toyland Productions, Toy Entertainment. And this is how we're going to do. If you know somebody who has a song, if you know an artist who is trying to break through, let us know on Love Talk. We'll promote them on the air and give them that shine that they need. Until then, let's go.
I'm looking down for you. Tired of the games, you're losing anyways, cause I held it down for you. No, I'm not ashamed that I played a role that some wouldn't play for you. Should I stay or should I go? I don't know, baby, how you do me wrong.
How you gonna do me like this?
Oh no.
You won't play me like that?
Oh no.
I can see your tricks.
From a distance, I just need one more time. You know I've been missing you. Make me climax, make me relax. But in the back of my mind, I still wonder why.
How you gonna do me like this?
Oh no.
You gonna play me like that?
Oh no. Keep it moving, don't stop. Don't stop. Just keep it moving, baby, don't stop. I need time away. You better make a power play. How you gonna do me like this? You won't put me like that. I can see your trick. You won't get this trip no more, no more.
Simone with tricks. And that's the thing that we're doing. We're pulling tricks on ourselves when we put these lists together. What we do, we try to make these lists of the perfect person. They gotta be this tall, they gotta be this muscular, they gotta be this built, they gotta be on a certain level religiously, spiritually, financially, mentally, all these things that we put on people and act like if they're not there at the time that you meet them, that there's a problem. And that's what's wrong with relationships right now. Especially right now in the social media era when we're not talking to people. We talk to each other online. We're texting each other. We're messaging each other. We're not communicating with each other on a personal level. When's the last time you actually talked to the person that you want to talk to? You know, a lot of people get up with people, but most of the time they're texting them. And then by the time they get in touch with each other, they don't know what to say. That's the problem with the relationships that's going on right now, because we don't know what to say to each other when we see each other or before we see each other. And that's where these lists come from. When you get to a certain age, I'm 40, I'll be 43 this year, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting up to the age where the lists become longer because, you know, you've been there like, okay, I don't want nobody under 35. I don't want nobody know who has babies as children. I don't want anybody who, you know, who's been in certain situations. I don't want anybody who might have bad teeth or bad eyes or, you know, wear wigs all the time. People think about this aspect. I'm not saying that's me. I'm just saying that that's what people think of because they're at that era in their lives where they want to find somebody who is the perfect person for them at that time. There is no perfect person for you. Put that down there. Write it down. Put it in a notebook. Text it to yourself. There is no perfect person for you. Everyone has flaws. So the person who you think is perfect for you may not be perfect for you, but they are the ones that are going to be there for you at a certain time. And that's what you have to understand. A lot of people get these relationships and think like, oh my goodness, I liked him. He was really cool. He was, you know, he had all the aspects I was looking for, but he's only 5'8". I'm not dating anybody that's below 5'10" because I'm 5'8". Now I want nobody the same height as me. I want that taller person. Have anybody ever met that person where they click all the boxes, but they will not go with that dude because he's too short? I have a good friend right now. You know, she's an amazing person, amazing spirit, and she will cut a dude down even if they might check all the boxes because he's not at least 6'2". I mean, she's tall. So she feels like she doesn't want to be with somebody shorter than her, and that's her preference. There's a difference between a preference and a bias. A preference is saying that this is the person that ideally I want to be with. A bias is when you reject somebody who might check all the other 9 boxes, but that one box he doesn't check. So on the Relationship 101 page, if you're not on the Relationship 101 page, I tell you to I highly recommend it. It's a great page to be on. Relationship 101, because there's a lot of different issues that are going on in our society, in our communities, and we do a lot of funny and silly stuff as well. So if you're not on there, check it out. If you haven't, if you can't find it, just contact me and I'll put you on there. But there was a post the other day on Relationship 101 that really struck me because of the fact that this person said that they checked all of the boxes in essence, but the person smoked. So she was trying to figure out how to deal with that because he was like, you know, that was her deal breaker. That was her deal breaker. She doesn't deal with anybody that smokes. So on a list like that, that can be an issue where, you know, I don't want somebody who smokes. I don't like the cigarette smell. I don't like the smell of you smoking weed. I don't like the smell of you, you know, hitting the black and mild, things like that. That could be a deal breaker. However, if the person's really into you and they say, okay, you know what? I'm going to stop smoking cigarettes. I'll vape. I'll do the blue raspberry vape so that way, you know, you're not smelling that cigarette smoke. He's still smoking. He's still getting that nicotine. Things that make you think about what you're looking for in a mate, in a soulmate, in a significant other. I know, like I said, I have my flaws. I have my issues when it comes down to a person I want to be with. Yeah, so I'm single right now, so here's my list. I will give you my list on the air. These are the lists that I'm going to tell you the list that I expect and the list that I want. So here's the list that I want first. I would love to be with someone who's about 5'6", medium build, you know, not super thick, not super thin, just medium build. I love beautiful eyes. I love a beautiful smile. I love dimples, even a slight overbite, things like that just get to me. Those are the things that I would aspire to have. And those are the things that get. I'm going to say this.